with SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. A shooter dressed in black killed at least two people and wounded eight others at Brown University on Saturday during final exams on the Ivy League campus, authorities said, as police searched for the suspect. Reporter Bernie Bennett has this developing story.
The Ivy League school in Providence, Rhode Island, issued an active shooter alert and urged students and staff to take shelter Saturday, the second day of final exams. Police say the suspect is a male in dark clothing who was last seen leaving the building. Police did not immediately release details about the victim's conditions. Mayor Brett Smiley says agencies across the region are helping with the investigation.
We have all available resources, and as the governor mentioned, he's in touch with governors in other areas as well. This will be an ongoing investigation. Obviously, FBI, ATF, Providence Police, Brown Police are all actively investigating this as we speak.
Bernie Bennett reporting.
Republican strategist Aaron McGuire lists the number one item on the GOP's to-do list.
So it's up to Republicans now to make sure that they are not losing that steam when it comes to delivering. It means talking about no tax on tips. It means talking about no tax on Social Security and overtime. It means talking about the economic engine that's being produced, because no longer are the American people buying that this is Joe Biden's economy or Democrats' fault. They're going to blame the party in power.
McGuire spoke with the Salem Radio Network. Getting trapped in quicksand is stuff of old TV movies and shows, but it really did happen to one unfortunate hiker in Utah's Arches National Park. Grand County first responder John Marshall says the hiker tried to dig himself out with a shovel, but he kept sinking even deeper, just like on TV. They eventually helped him get out of the sinkhole. Thank goodness. This is SRN News. A victory for girls' sports in Colorado, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
A settlement has been reached between several districts and the Colorado High School Activities Association that will allow those districts to keep boys off their girls' sports teams and out of girls' locker rooms. The CHSAA has been threatening to ban all teams from those districts from playing sports unless they embrace the LGBT agenda. The U.S. Supreme Court is about to hear arguments on two state bans on males and female athletics. Michael Harrington reporting.
Christianity continues to wane in the United Kingdom. In 2020, the Christian share of the UK's population was less than half, while the share of the religiously unaffiliated increased to 40%. And now there are reports of people turning to ancient British history, folklore, and nature as sources of spiritual nourishment. This is SRN News. Education Secretary Linda McMahon says President Trump is attacking a failing American education system.
This is not acceptable. We cannot be seen not only what we see across the country, but also where we fall on international rankings.
Today is Wreaths Across America Day. Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, tells the story.
What this does is to remind all Americans that freedom is purchased by the sacrifice of ordinary citizens who've been willing to answer the call. Of course, today we have a volunteer force, and we depend upon them to do the hard work of defending our interests here at home and abroad.
Donated green Christmas wreaths with distinctive red bows are set at gravesites by both families and volunteers. More details at srnnews.com.